What can you eat for breakfast for weight loss? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Michelle Brisson on Facebook asks, what can you eat for breakfast for weight loss? Well, there's so much to talk about for breakfast here. Like, should you even eat breakfast? I will be right back and we will dig in to this answer. Breakfast. Is it for champions or should you skip it? That's the first part of this is should you be eating breakfast at all? And I've been looking a lot into that because I used to be the person who says you must eat within an hour of waking up. No questions, no arguments, go do it. Now I've kind of shifted my tune a little bit on this. Now I'm still a big breakfast advocate because, the studies really are clear. People who eat a quality breakfast, and we will talk about what that is, tend to lose more weight and keep it off than those who don't. Now, here's the way I think that you do this, though, is I no longer say eat within an hour of waking up. I say wake up, have some coffee, have some green tea, have some hot water with lemon, and give it a couple hours and see how you do. Because what I really want you to do is have a 12 to 16 hour overnight fast. Now, the most important part of that piece really is stopping eating at least 3 to 4 hours before bed. Very important. And the corollary to that is don't go to bed later because you ate dinner late. Just don't eat dinner late. So that's the first part. Is let's say you had dinner, you stopped eating at 7, you woke up at 6 a.m. If you eat breakfast at 7, you made your 12 hours. But if you pushed it a little bit, like to 9 and had breakfast, now you've gone 14 hours. Yay for you. And if you have breakfast dinner at 6 and push it to 10, now you went 16 hours. So try to do that in that overnight fast, make 12 hours your minimum, and a couple days a week, if you can stretch it to 14 to 16, even better. Next thing, there is this thing called the second meal phenomenon. That means what you eat at the meal before it, the first meal, is going to set you up for how you respond to the second meal. So this is could be why mom says breakfast is the most important meal of the day, is because what you eat for breakfast is going to impact you for the rest of the day. And you probably have noticed this. Like, let's say that maybe you had a donut for breakfast. I'm really doubting you did. But you know what? That muffin and the latte, the skinny one you had, and the healthy muffin, it's about the same. You just don't realize it. In fact, let's look at what that muffin's wrapped in. It's actually a cupcake without the frosting, let's be honest. So that cupcake with the skinny latte is a big carb sugar hit without really any protein to speak of and very little fat. So that's the kind of thing that hijacks your blood sugar. And when it does, it kind of sets you on a blood sugar roller coaster for the rest of the day because it's going to go into that next meal and then you'll blow it at the next meal and probably blow it at dinner too. So we want to make sure that we do not blow it at breakfast. And when you look at the standard American diet, let's blow that one up and throw it out. Look at what they do for breakfast. It's like the anti-virgin diet. It's gluten, it's dairy, it's sugar, right? So the big thing we want to make sure at breakfast is that we're eating by the virgin diet, by the sugar impact diet plate. You're getting that trifecta of clean protein, healthy fats, and slow, low carbs because you want, well, actually, it's really fiber that comes from slow, low carbs or non-starchy vegetables. Now, I will tell you, I find that I do better when I eat very low carb in the morning, but I get a ton of fiber in. I'm going to show you how I do it. I got to get a lot of protein in, super important, and that fat. Because the protein and the fiber slow down stomach emptying, the fat tells your brain, you're full, you've had stuff. So the slowing down the stomach emptying keeps ghrelin suppressed, the hunger hormone, and then the fat triggers that release of those chemicals from the small intestine to tell your brain, hey, she ate, he ate, you don't need to eat for a while. Because the goal is that you're going to eat that breakfast and then you don't need to eat for 4 to 6 hours because you've got such good blood sugar control from having the fat, fiber, and protein trifecta. So where are we getting that? Well, my favorite thing, as you probably already guessed, is to start the day with a smoothie. I like to use my protein powder. I actually blend in a scoop of my paleo powder and a scoop of my plant powder. I add in some of my extra fiber and a little bit of collagen too. So I throw in my beauty collagen. So I put that in. I use some coconut milk. I love the MCTs in coconut milk. Not only are they good for your metabolism, they also help you feel fuller longer. I add in, of course, my shakes, my extra fiber, and then a little avocado too, because I'm getting the healthy fats and the fiber there too. If I'm really feeling courageous, I do a little cayenne, because that spice can zip up your metabolism as well. And then I do a little green banana in there. I don't do a ton. I do a little bit for the resistant starch. And that's usually mine. I'll do a little bit of my plant-based chai, a little bit of my chocolate paleo, a little teensy bit of cayenne, avocado, green banana, a little bit of that, coconut milk, and away we go. Sometimes I'll throw in some greens in that. Depends on my mood. And then coffee. Coffee or green tea is also a great way to help with getting your metabolism going in the morning, get you into insulin sensitivity and fat burning. So there you go. How easy was that? That is what you want to do. Get up in the morning, have something to drink, postpone. Then when you start to notice that you're hungry, ideally you worked out before, have that morning smoothie. Make sure you get the trifecta of clean protein, healthy fat, and fiber, and that will set you up for a great fat burning day. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.